Okay, today's daf is daf Kuf Aleph, and we're holding right at the very top of the page. The next piece that we had in the Mishnah was Hayu Shnehem Kohanim. In the case where both of them are Kohanim, and the Mishnah goes on to discuss what the halachas are, and ends with the question of whether you are Chayev, the child who doesn't know whether he's a Ben Tisha, a Rishon, or a Ben Shiva, the Achrin, he is Potter if he hits or if he curses either one of the possible fathers, because it's not a vaday. Tana Rabbana, hika zev chazavar hika zev. Suppose the child who doesn't know who his father is hits both fathers one after the other. Oshe kilel zev chazar v'kilel zev. Perhaps he went ahead and he was mekalo one, and then went ahead and was mekalo the other one, but he definitely did both of them. Now in this case, the hatra'ah, which is the warning that is necessary to be mechayev a person, in which you have to tell him precisely what he's doing wrong, is called a hatra'at safek, because each action that he does, we don't know whether this is the action that is asur, and therefore we can only tell him, don't hit this guy, he might be your father. But we cannot say, if you hit this guy, you'll be chayev, because he is your father. Furthermore, kileil shneim bevatachat, suppose he cursed both of them at one time, or yikashneim bevatachat. Now, in this case, the hatra is a hatraat vaday, because we say that do not lower that boom on both of their heads, because you're definitely going to be hitting your father, and then you're going to be chayev. So, in all of the above cases, halacha is that you would be chayev. This is because the Tanakhama clearly holds that even a hatra'at safek is called a hatra'ah. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, bevatachat chayav. If you hit them both at one time, so then it's a hatra'at vaday, and therefore you would be chayav. But bezachar zeh patur, since we had to warn the guy at each action separately, and at no point were we sure about what he was doing, Rabbi Yehuda holds that hatra'at safek is not considered to be a hatra'ah, and therefore we cannot be mechayev. Ask the Gemara, Vatanya Rabbi Yehuda Omer Patur Bevatachat. There's a braita that says that according to Rabbi Yehuda, you're potter even if you hit both of them or mekala both of them at once. And says the Gemara, Treta lo yalibid Rabbi Yehuda. There were two reports, actually, from two Talmidim, as to what it is that Rabbi Yehuda held. My time and demanded, but what possible basis could there be to say that you would not be chayev? Amar Rabbi Chanina, ne'emar b'racha lamata. It says, mekalel aviv v'imo mot yumat. V'ne'emar b'racha lamala. And it also says, ish ish ki kalel alahav v'nasachet o. This is a reference to someone who blasphemes, and he curses chas v'sholem, the Shem Hashem. So, on the one hand, we have a klola which is up in the heavens, that's above. And we have a klola in the father, the physical father, below. So, mala mala, just like the klola, which was a reference to being mevorach as Hashem, it's only chayev if it's a klola, basically we call it a bracha, she'in bashut afut. There is no possibility for there to be another God. You can only be Mekala HaKadosh Baruch Hu as one. And therefore, we can't have a case where we're not sure whether this is God or this is God. So whenever he's going to be Mekala Elokav, it's Vaday Elokav. Aflamata, so too, when someone curses a heavenly father, an earthly father, an earthly mother, where they are compared to Birchas Hashem, it's dafka a klala she'in bashut afut. It has to be a single person that is being mekula. But if he's mekala two people together, and it's a suffix which one of these is the father, he would be potter on the klala because it's not similar to the klala to which it's compared, which is the yikalel alukav. The same thing is true. Make avivimo bashut afut is potter because itkish haka'a leklala. The Torah also compares the din of Haka'ah to Klola by putting these two psukim near each other. And therefore, if we know that a Makalal is Potter when there's someone else involved, Shutafut, so too, would a Makat two fathers at once, two possible fathers at once, even though one is Vada, the father, be potter because it's a shutafut. Now, the next thing that we learned in the Mishnah was that v'olah b'mishmaro, that he can go, each one of the sveikas now, is able, the suffix over here, each one of the possible fathers, their mishmar, he is mishtatef in mitzad ha-sofik, but he doesn't get a chelek. So the lashon is v'olah b'mishmaro. Yes, the gemara v'chimi achad eino cholek, if he doesn't get anything out of working in the mishmar, why is he working? So then why does it say over here, lama ole? What's the point of his doing any work? Yes, the Gemara, that's a pretty weird question. Lama ole, what's it supposed to mean? It's a privilege to be able to work in the Beit HaMikdash. Oh, am I being in the Avid Mitzvah? I mean, the guy is saying, listen, I want a chance to do the Avedas Hashem, to be Mekayim a Mitzvah. So what it's saying is that he can work, and even though he doesn't get anything. What kind of weird question is it to ask? Why would he? Ella, no. The question is, it says Allah, it doesn't say the word Allah, that if he went to work. It says Ole, that he absolutely must. In other words, that they bring him up, the people in the Mishmar, bring him up to do the work. And that means Baal Korcho. And if that's the case, I mean, I'm asking why. Obviously, if the guy wants to do Avodah, by all means. But why would we force him to join the Mishmar? Omer Avacha Bar Chanina, Omer Abaye, Omer Avasi, Omer Rabbi Yochanan, Mishum Pegam Mishpacha. He is forced to work because basically the families of the husband of his mother are embarrassed by the fact that people may think that there is a Kohen in their family that is not doing the Avodas Hashem. There must be something wrong with him. He must be a Posel Kohen, and this reflects badly on the family. Therefore, in order to avoid a Pegam on the family, they have a right to actually force him to join them and to do the avoda to show that he is a Kohen Kasher. And each one of the families over here, the family of the first husband, the family of the second husband, can each force him in turn to work in their mishmar in order to avoid the bad implications for their family. The Imayu, the next piece we learned was that if both of them are working in the same mishmar, Imayu Shnehem in mishmar achad, so then he does get a chelek. Notel chelek. He takes chelek echad. Ask the Gemara, why does he get a chelek if he, even if he knows the mishmar, but he could still be pushed back and forth because he doesn't know which family is in. And every day there's another Beit Av that's working. So my shnashne mishmarot dolo. Why doesn't he get a chelek when there's two different mishmarot? Because each one of them pushes to the other one. Each one says, why should you share in our production, in our orot kadashim and food and so on? You belong in the other mishmar. And when he goes to the other mishmar, of course, they say, no, you belong in the other mishmar. But even if it would be both of them the same mishmar, because he doesn't know which Beit Av he's in, so mishmar ha-chanani, azalahai Beit Av u-matchileh, so basically, he's going to have the same problem being unable to determine the day of his work as he is in not being able to determine the proper week of his work, which is a function of the mishmar. Answers the Gemara, Omer of Papa Chikama, Ima Yushayim Mishmar Achad U Beit Av Echad. Obviously, the only way to understand this is that if both fathers were in the same mishmar and in the same Beit Av, then Notel Chelek Echad. Then and only then is he allowed to have a chelek. Hadron alach nosim al ha'anusa li neder. Now at last we get to the details of how to be mekayim the mitzvah of chalitza. Something that we've always taken for granted, that we know basically what to do. Turns out there's an awful lot of details we haven't taken into consideration. So begin zokar eloka mishnah mitzvat chalitza b'shlosha dayani. There is a chiyuv, for or at least a mitzvah, for the chalitza to be done in front of three dayanim. Afilo shloshtam et yotot. Even if they're not dayanim in the sense of having smicha and not mumchin, they're just people off the street, but it's supposed to be three. This is a strange situation, and we'll see where we get this from. Chaltza b'min al. If the yavama did chalitza using a soft leather shoe, Chalitza kshera, the chalitza is kosher, but lechatchila, you're supposed to use not a soft leather shoe, but rather a hardened sandal. Be'anpilia, if you use a slipper, which is made out of different types of cloth, chalitza psula, because a nal means by definition something that protects the foot properly. And this we see in Psukim, the way that it's used. Analech tachash and banalim. These are like the word for locked, protected, locked up. So, therefore, a slipper, which is easily penetrated, it's just material, doesn't properly protect the shoe, the foot, and therefore the chalitza is possible because we never took off the nal. B'sandal she'yesh lo akev, if you did the chalitza with a sandal that has now a sole and it has a complete covering on the bottom, at least this is how Rashi learns, it's talking about a sulia, which is explained by the Nemuke Yosef as follows. Rashi holds that basically if you have a mechanism, material made out of leather that holds the foot inside of the shoe, then that could mean, let's say you have something in back which prevents the foot from slipping out, and you have perhaps a half of a sole, so that next to the toes you've got a sole, or vice versa. Well, that is insufficient. You need to have what Rashi is trying to say, that an akev is a sole, which is the word that he actually writes, sole. He says that means that even if there is other elements of the shoe that is holding the foot in place, it has to have also a full sole in order to have a chalitza that is kosher. Now, not everybody agrees with Rashi's approach, but let us take this now as the simple pshat in the Mishnah, so that if he has now a hardened leather that has a complete covering along the bottom, so then it would be kosher. For she'ein lo akev pasul, if it doesn't have a complete covering along the bottom, it would be pasul. Minarkuva ulamata, if now, let's say the person is an amputee, and from the knee down, there is still something, and that's where the stump is from the down below the knee, and the shoe was removed from that point, chalitza kshera, because anything from the knee down is called regel, and by taking off the leather covering over the stump, which is the shoe over a stump, it's also called the removal of a shoe. However, a shoe that is attached above the knee is not considered to be a shoe at all, because it's not considered to be a foot there, it's a thigh. So minarkuva lamala chalitza psula, because it has to say miyal raglo. Chalitza b'sandal she'ena shalom, suppose she takes off a shoe that doesn't belong to the yavam. O b'sandal shel eitz, o b'shel small b'yamin, perhaps it's a Holland style wooden sandal. Or he's wearing a left-hand shoe on his right foot. In all of these cases, chalitza kshera. Now, this is because he's wearing it on that left foot. But if, however, the chalitza is actually done on the left foot, he's wearing his left shoe on his right foot, that we'll see is a machlokas in the next Mishnah. So in that case, he's on the right foot, he just has the left shoe, the chalitza is kosher. Chaltza begadol, let's say that the shoe is too big for him, and nonetheless, shu yachol lahalochbo, he's able to hold it on his foot and walk with it by bending his toes, but keeping it on. O bekatan, or perhaps he's wearing a sandal that is too small for him, shu chofed rov raglo, but nonetheless, it's large enough to cover most of his foot, chalitza ta kishera. This is perhaps the basis of the whole Cinderella thing, which identifies one's lover in terms of shoes, and shoes that fit in a particular way. Says the Gemara. It says in the Mishnah, Mitzvah's Chalitza is three Dayanim, even Hedyotas. Well, that doesn't really make sense. I mean, if you're calling them Hedyotas, Me'achad Afilu Shloshe Hedyotot, then why are you calling them Dayanim? I mean, Dayanim is someone that is capable of being a Dayan, not a Hedyot. They should just say, Mitzvah's Chalitza B'Shloshe Hedyotas. Ha'kamash Melanda Be'ina B'Shloshe She'yod'im La'akros. We need three people who know how to get the Yavam and the Yavama to read properly in Lashon HaKodesh. We're going to see that this has to be said over properly. And the Yavam has to say, Lo Chafatzi L'Kachta, and the Yavam has to say, Me'in Yavi L'Akim Shem L'Achiv, and so on. And also she has to say, when she takes off the Na'al, she has to say, Kacha Yaseh L'Yish Asher Lo, and so on. So therefore, we need three Hedyotas that are well-versed in being able to get these psukim across, ke'ein dayanim, as if they were dayanim. That's how well-versed they have to be. And so, memelo, we call them shlosha dayanim. Now, if that's the case, tanina, from here we see in this Mishnah, a clear raya for what appeared in a brisa, Vadatana Rabbana. Mitzvahs chalitza b'shlosha shiyodim lahakrot ke'in dayanim, Rabbi Yehuda Omer b'chamisha. So there indeed the lashon of the brisa is, you need to have three people who know how to read, or get people to read the way dayanim can. Rabbi Yehuda says five dayanim. My type is Tanakama. Where does the Tanakama get three? The Tanya. It says, V'yalta yivimto ha'sha'ara el ha'zikinim. Okay, now those zikinim is Lashon Rabim, and so, of course, zikinim has to be two. But ein beit din shakul, wherever we have a beit din, it cannot be even, because then we can't get very many decisions out of them. So if they have a disagreement, there's no one who's going to be able to be machri if there's only two, and therefore masifar aliyam odechad harikat shloshah. So by the very virtue of saying zikinim, you've told us that we need three dayanim. Rabbi Yehuda says, since it says also v'korulo ziknei iro, so you have ziknei ishnayim, and then you also have the alta yavito ashar el zikinim, which is ishnayim, and that makes four, but ein beit din shakul, that would give us an even number, which would prevent a decision. So therefore, mosif aleihem od echad, which gives us a total of chamisha, reka chamisha. V'tanakama, now the Tanakama who holds three, what do they do with the ziknei iron? Hai ziknei my ovidei? Mi boile, what they do with that is just as we said that you don't need three mamish dayanim, even though it says it came in, normally that would mean dayanim. Over here, even three hadyotot, zignei ro, would also be sufficient. The Ritva understands this to be begetter in miyud akar miyud el rabot, and both zikinim would have been saying that you would need a dafka, people that were roi to sanhedrin. So the result of the two together is that you don't. There are other ways of learning as well. And according to Rabbi Yehuda, who now uses the ziknei to tell me that you need another two dayanim, had yotot minale, where does he get the idea that it would be sufficient to have it yotot and not real zikinim? Nafkale, that he learns from the word v'nikshar yivim toy lav le'enei hazikinim. So mi le'enei, the omar ma'ar, le'enei means prat l'sumim. And since it says that it should be in front of their eyes, they cannot be blind. Now if we need a pasuk to tell me that, v'nitzik le'enei l'mut esumim, obviously they can't be members really of a court. Shvayim and adafi le'ed yotot. It must be that they're kosher, even if they're not real dayanim. Deisakadaktak Sanhedrin, but if you're going to tell me that they need real dayanim that are suitable for Sanhedrin, normally, why do I need a pasuk to tell me lamute sumim that they cannot be blind? There's a general halacha that Zakenim and Sanhedrin cannot be blind. We learned that out from the Tani Rav Yosef Nafka. The Tani Rav Yosef Kishem Shebeidin Menukim Betzedek Kach Beidin Menukim Mikomum. In the same way that a court has to be completely without any question of some problem in their ability to bring justice, either they're related or they have some personal interest in the case, or they're known not to be honest. I mean, obviously that passes a dayan. So too that they have to be perfectly without any kind of physical blemish. And we learned that out from Shenemar Kulach Yafara Ayati Umumainbach. You, my beloved, are completely beautiful without any blemish. That's a reference there to Sanhedrin. And therefore, if they wouldn't be, if non-Zakenim wouldn't be kosher over here, so then obviously you can't have someone who's blind. I wouldn't need a special pasuk, because by the very fact he's a member of a Sanhedrin means he can't be blind. V'idach asks the Marsha, what about the Tanakama, who does not learn from La'enei to be machsher a hedyot, and he needs to learn it out of zekene, and therefore doesn't have the extra zekene to tell me five. What does he do with la'enei? Ahu la'enei my ovid le? Ahu l'kirarav ahu diata? That we know very well why it says la'enei. It's to tell me the famous drasha of Rava. Diyama Rava tzricha dayonim l'mirzei ruka dekanafik mipuma diyavama. The Rava says la'enei means that dayanim have to actually see the spit that comes from the mouth of the Yavama. And that's why it says, Le'enei dechtiv le'enei azekinim v'yarka. So that she should spit over it, nikshayiv imtoi elav le'enei azekinim. Now, in between it says, v'chaltzan na'alom yaraglo v'yarka b'fanav. So Rava says, the le'enei azekinim is going also on the v'yarka. V'idach, what about now, Rabbi Yehuda, does not he also need it? Doesn't he need it to tell me not that hadyotas or mutter, but rather, as Rava says, in that they have to be able to actually see the spit? And says the Gemara, ein achinami, indeed you're right. The word le'enei comes to tell me Rava, according to all. The Ella hadyotot minale, so we're back to the problem of how does Rabbi Yehuda know that hadyotot are also kosher? Nafka mi be Yisrael. Since it says Lakim Lachiv Shem be Yisrael, we understand that be Yisrael is going back all the way to the beginning of the pasuk, referring to Zakenim as well, and it means anyone at all. Yisrael koldu, as long as he's Jewish, even though he's not from Sanhedrin, he is also kosher to do chalitza. V'idach, and what does the Tanakama do with this Yisrael ha'Yisrael na'yavidle? Mi'boyle d'tikani Reb Shmuel bar Yehuda. Reb Shmuel bar Yehuda is Derish, but Yisrael to tell me that it has to be a Bezdin of Yisrael and not a Bezdin of Gerim, and that Gerim in this case are Pasul for the Inyan of Chalitza. This would be true even if two of the Dayanim are Yisraelim, the Ger cannot be Mitztarif, cannot join with them, which is a very unusual halach. The Idach, Reb Yehuda says, that's true, but I know that from the other Yisrael. It says, "V'nikra shmo b'Yisrael beit chalutza na'al," and that's b'Yisrael achrin aktiv. So from lahakim lachiv shem b'Yisrael, I learn hedyotot is also included, and "v'nikra shmo b'Yisrael," I learn that gerim are not included. V'idach the Tanakama, he says that pasuk is needed. Look at the Tanya; it's for the brayta. The Amar Rabbi Yehuda pa'machata yinu yoshvim v'tei Rabbi Tarfa. We were once sitting in front of Rabbi Tarfon, so Yavama came for Chalitza. The Amarlan, Rabbi Tarfon, said to us, okay, Anu Kuchen, all of you now complete the ceremony by saying, Chalutz Hana'al. You all have to say, Chalutz Hana'al, Chalutz Hana'al. We'll see later on that it's repeated. And that is learned from the Pasuk, V'nikrash Mo B'Yisrael Beit Chalutz Hana'al, which means that you cannot learn that out from Yisrael. But Rabbi Yehuda says, you still can learn out from Yisrael, because I would learn that out just from the Nikra. Since it says Vinikra, it means it's supposed to be announced. But the word Yisrael is not necessary. So the word Yisrael comes to tell me that Hadyotos are also true. Ask the Gemara, Elamiata, now that you're saying that Zikne and Zikinim are being used to tell me the number of the Dayanim, we should say the same thing about Vikar'u. So Vikar'u, and Vidibru, Vikar'u is Shnayim, Vidibru is a minimum of Shnayim. Hachinami, let's be Dorish from them for the Minyan HaDayanim. And we should say we need another four Dayanim. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, we need Tish'a. We need a total of nine Dayanim. The original four plus this four plus Ein Bezdin Shakul gives us nine. And according to the Rabbanan, Arekan Shiva, we should have to add four more to the three, which is seven. And it says the Gemara, Humi Boele, that Vikaru Vidibru is needed for another drasha. The Kiritanya Vikarulo, the Dayanim themselves have to call. V'lo shulcham, they cannot appoint someone to go find him and to call him. V'dibru elav, melamit shemisi'in lo etzah hogenet lo. V'dibru elav means that they're supposed to speak to his heart and to his situation. So let's say, im hu haya yelet, v'hi zekena. Let's say the yavam is very young and she's an older woman. Or vice versa, he's an old man and she's a youngster. Omrim lo, we say to him, if he's an old man, what are you going to do with a young woman? You're never going to make her happy. And if he's too young, we say to him, you should be with a woman basically your own age and someone like you. If you have now a marriage with someone who is so off from your age set, then you're going to just end up with arguments all the time. Omar Rav Am Reb Nachman Halacha Chalitza Bishlosha. We paskin first of all chalitzas with three, not with five. Ho v'satam lantana kavate, because we know the Mishnah just simply says mitzvah chalitza bishlosha, which implies that that's the portion Halacha. Didn't mention Rav Yehuda. Omar Rav Am Reb Nachman Iyachi Miyunami. We have the same kind of Mishnah when it comes to Miyunim. We're over there. We also have a question about shlosha. Take a look at the Mishnah. It says, "Amiyun v'chalitza bishlosha," and that means that the Mishnah is not even mentioning there's a cholik. On this v'chitei makinami, you'll say, "Okay, that's true." It's not true though, because v'atanya miyun beit shamay omrim. Beit shamay says you need a bezdin of mumchin, and beit shilo omrim you can do it in a bezdin, and you can do it outside of a bezdin just with simple hadyotot around. So miyun, the woman who is a child, who was married by, not by her father, which she doesn't have, either legally or reality, but by her mother and her brother. So she was Makabu Kedushin. So over there she can annul the Kedushin by saying, I don't want you anymore. That's called Miyun. And that can be done Bezin or Shaloba Bezin according to Beit Hillel. Elu ve'elu modim, but Beit Hillel also agrees with Beit Shammai that you certainly need Shetzarek Shlosha. You need three people to do it. Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Yosef, Machshirin, even Bishnayim. V'am Rabbi Yosef, Bam Yom, Yom Rabbi Nachman, Halacha, Koto Azuk. The Halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Yosef, who are Matir, even Miyun, with two people. So you see that there, we do not paskin like the Stam Mishnah that says that Sanhedrin requires Shlosha, and so I don't understand why you base your psak. If we don't base the psak of Miyun on it, why do you base your psak here of Chalitza on it? And that says the Gemara, awesome, when it comes to Miyun, we only have one Mishnah, Chatzdam. And there's that one Mishnah that says the Miyun and the Chalitza. But Hacha, by Chalitza, we have two Stam, because we have our Mishnah and we have the Mishnah in Sanhedrin. In both cases, it says Chalitza b'Shlosha. So the Miyun is not repeated over here, but we only have one for Miyun, so we pass in it. The Mishnah only vis-a-vis the Chalitza. Yes, the Gemara, Hasam, when it comes to Miyun, we also have two Stam Mishnahs. It's not. There's another Mishnah that says, Miyana o shechotza bifanav yisa'ena. If she did the Miyun just in front of him, or the Chalitza just in front of him, then there is no problem to marry her. Because chalitza, if chalitza was done, it had to have been done in a bezdin of shlosha, and there's no chashash that the three people over here would have been ma to her in order to get married because they're being paid off or something. Okay, but meanwhile you see that miyun is done mishlosha, and we should have paskin like the Stam Mishnah from miyun too. Okay, fine, but this Mishnah about miyun also adds chalitza, so now we've got three. Stam Mishnah is for chalitza. So let's say it that way. So we've got three Stam Mishnahs, we're paskin like that. Oh, come on, says the Gemara, I've heard of such a thing. I mean, both miyun and chalitza have a Stam Mishnah. Malik chat stam, malik trace stam. Whoever heard of this thing? We start adding up Stam Mitzvahs. Malik tlata, who cares if it's one or two or three? The bottom line is, if you find a Stam Mishnah like the Das of one Tana, that is enough of a basis to paskin like it. And why now we're starting to talk about more than one Stam? El Amar Reb Nachman ben Yitzchak, the reason that we paskin by chalitza that's b'shlosha is hoyel v'satan b'makom machloket. Since the Tana makes a Stam Mishnah in the very place where the Tana previously brought the machlokas, and now he suddenly doesn't bring the machlokas, so therefore, it's clear that that's the halacha. The Tzlan, because when it comes to the Sugya and Sanhedrin, it says, Smicha Zikenim, the Din Zikenim have to put their hands on Rosh Apar. That's talking about a par helam davash al tzibur when they make a mistake. And an egla rufa, which requires also for the Zikenim to say, we did not spill this blood. That requires three dayanim, Bishlosha, Divir Rabbi Yos. Rabbi Yudomer requires Chamisha. Continues the Mishnah Chalitza v'miyunim b'shlosha, and notice that over there suddenly Rabbi Yehuda, who argued in the first place, doesn't argue in the second place, and it doesn't say that Rabbi Yehuda says Chalitza requires Chamisha, even though beforehand it mentioned Rabbi Yehuda when it came to Smicha Zekenim and Egla Rufa Shuma Amina. So it's clear Hadar Bei Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda indeed had Charotza, because otherwise it would have been brought over here, and that's why Reb Nachman paskin that Chalitza is b'shlosha Shuma Amina. There's a halacha that the dayanim have to say where it is that the chalitza is supposed to take place. So that there needs to be basically an appointment. They can't just meet up with each other and do the chalitza. So she has to go there with an appointment. Rav Papa and Ravuna Breda Rav Yehuda Avdi Yehuda. Rav Papa and Rav Reuven Yehoshua went ahead and they did a chalitza b'chamisha. They used five of the dayanim. Yaman, Rabbi Yehuda. You mean they followed Rabbi Yehuda? I thought we just proved the Arabe. We saw the Rabbi Yehuda at Charot and he was murdered at chalitza. Only needs three because his sheet doesn't even mention in this Mishnah. No, the reason they did it was not like Rabbi Yehuda. They did it in order for Sumei Mils. They wanted it well known that she was a chalutza in order to avoid any problems of a kohen afterwards getting her without realizing that she's a chalutza. We also wanted it to be very clear to the public that this woman is now available and she's not Yivam Lashuk, and that it's time for Katsanim to start looking at her. Rav Ashi once was equal of a Rav Kahana. He happened to come into Rav Kahana's this matter. Marlene Rav Kahana told him, Solik Malagaman, please come join us in the Maluya Bechamisha to get us our five dayanim for a chalitza. Amar Rav Kahana, Avikina Kamed Rabbi Yehuda, I was standing once in front of Rabbi Yehuda. The Amarli Rav Yehuda told me, Tos Sakla Zerizadikani, come and join a pile of sticks. In other words, come and join us up. So we'll have a lot of us. Litztarufi b'chamisha, so that we get five together. Amrulo, they asked Rabbi Yehuda, what for? Lama lo yilchamisha? Amalu keichet lefarsim mils. I want it to be well publicized. Shmuel bar Yehuda, v'koy kamid Rabbi Yehuda. Shmuel bar Yehuda was in front of Rabbi Yehuda. Amalei Rabbi Yehuda said to him, Sak tal reziza the candidates to be chamisha. Said to him, come up here and join the pile of sticks so that we get enough sticks here. Lefarsume milsa. Amar lei Rav Shmuel bar Yehuda said to Rav Yehuda, Tanina, I can't. because we learn in the Braisa, B'Yisrael teaches us that it has to be a Bezdin of Yisrael, and not a Bezdin of Gerim. And I'm sorry, but I have to admit that I am a Ger. I'm a Ger, Anna, and I'm saying it publicly. I cannot join you. I'm not kosher for this Chalitza. And Rav Yehuda was very, very taken with Rav Shmuel Bar Yehuda. And it wasn't just for this Chalitza issue. And what he said is, Amar Rav Yehuda, Kigon Rav Shmuel Bar Yehuda, a guy like this who just does what is right, Mafikto Amoina Apume, I would basically believe him without witnesses to take money from a person. How's that Mafikna? What do you mean? How can you take away money? Doesn't it say Apishnaim Eidim or Marachmana? Do you have a right to take money just because you trust the guy? Ela Mara'ana Shtora Apume. Someone who is so ne'eman, like Rav Shmuel Bar Yehuda, I would have. If he says, I know that this shtar is not a good shtar, it's already been paid, must have been found or something, I would have been meriah the shtar, and I would not give a person the ability to collect on the basis of that shtar, meaning that I would force him to take a shvuah on it and so on. And that means that I have a very, very strong belief in the ne'emanut of Rav Shmuel Bar Yehuda. Now, a ger who was misgayer, or even if he was misgayer, if father or mother had been misgayer, so even though it's possible to be dan a yisrael, but in a nefashas, and that's dinei momenus, a ger can be done. But for dinei nefashas, we learn out from same halach of some tasim halach melech that you need to have someone that is miyuchas, has to be miyisrael. Okay, this is something of a machlokes, but that's Rashi Shita. So he can nonetheless be danas chaveiro dvar Torah. Shem Hashem tasim alecha melech shivcha Hashem alakecha bel mikerav achecha tasim alecha melech. Here it says the melech should be mikerav achecha, from which we learn all types of important positions. Or when we say important, it just means a public position is learned from melech, and it has to be mikerav achecha. But note that it says alecha, when it's only when it's above you, the srara is over you, so over Yisrael, would it be a mikerav achecha? There you need someone who is miyisrael. Avo ger danet chaviro ger, but if it's not alecha, it's basically a judge for gerim, that would be perfectly okay. V'imaita imo miyisrael, dan avil Yisrael. Even though his mother had been a guy, that is okay. If his mother was from Yisrael, no, I'm sorry, if his mother was from Yisrael, meaning born from Yisrael, but his father had been Megayer, that would be fine. And he could be Dan Afil Yisrael. Once his mother's Yisrael, it's considered to be Yisrael, Mikarev HaChecha. Ulinin Chalitza, when it comes to this din of Chalitza, he's not kosher unless Ache Aviv Ve'ima Yisrael. Shenemar V'nikra Shemo V'Yisrael. That B'Yisrael there, we darshan, B'Yisrael means that he has to be surrounded on all sides by Yisrael.